VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A new weapons test by North Korea. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
According to state media, North Korea has test-fired what's described as a new type tactical guided weapon. The state-run Korean Central News Agency says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un observed the firing of the unspecified weapon. North Korea's weapons testing had largely halted since a series of tests in 2017. But in late February, a nuclear disarmament summit in Hanoi between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump collapsed without a new agreement. The Associated Press could not immediately and independently verify North Korea's claim of the weapons test. I'm Mike Rossia.
Kim is expected to meet next week with Russian President Vladimir Putin. With U.S. negotiations stalled, Kim is likely to push Putin to provide economic aid and relief from sanctions. The United Nations said Wednesday that the Libyan capital saw its most intense fighting overnight since the forces of General Khalifa Haftar began their battle to take Tripoli earlier this month. A U.N. spokesman told reporters in New York on Wednesday that Tripoli witnessed the heaviest fighting since the outbreak of clashes, with indiscriminate rocket fire on a high-density neighborhood in the Libyan capital. The spokesman said at least 5 civilians were reportedly killed and several others were injured. Officials in Peru say the former Peruvian president Alan Garcia has died after he shot himself as police arrived to arrest him over bribery allegations. Police found Garcia in his home. He was rushed to the hospital, where doctors performed emergency surgery in an unsuccessful attempt to save his life. They'd arrived at his home to arrest him on bribery charges. He repeatedly denied wrongdoing. The 69-year-old Garcia had served two five-year terms as Peru's president. This is VOA News.